You're quite used by now, presumably, to my voice having certain effects on you. Maybe you start to find yourself slipping a little just as soon as you hear my voice, in this particular tone, with this particular intention behind it. You've had some practice dropping into trance for me, melting away for me, being a good toy for me. So you know the power my voice can have over you. A power that is now slowly making you feel a little fuzzy and blank. The power that is dropping into your mind, making you feel good. The power in my voice that is drawing your attention, demanding your focus. The power that is tugging you deep and making you feel so good. The power of it that is making you melt and fall. My voice can have a lot of effects on you, my good toy, and well, particularly when I use certain phrases, isn't that right? Good toy. But there's so much more it can do. As you keep listening, as that eager mind of yours opens up, as my words drip and drop into those deepest, most sensitive parts of you. Good toy. Doesn't it all feel so very wonderful? Mind open and accepting. Well done. Melting away, falling down, falling deep. And thinking about my voice as it fills you up, about my tone, about how good that all feels. Good toy, that's right. And the more you melt and drip and drop and fall, the better it feels. Of course it feels good to melt for me, to lose your mind, to slip deep for my words to fill you up. But it can feel good in so many ways. As you melt away and empty out, the effect of my voice can deepen along with your mind. Deepen into something that feels far more viscerally pleasurable. You feel so good, don't you? Just listening like this, getting to relax, getting to fall, getting to submit and melt and obey. But it can also feel so good physically. Each word dropping into your mind already so powerful. How does it feel for each that drops into your mind to feel maybe like it's pooling in your body too? Each word from my voice, a weight in your mind that tugs you down and yet a heat with it. A heat that grows and spreads through your body. Pooling between your legs. How does it feel to grow through that? Your mind to feel saturated with my words, and yet each word saturated itself with a pleasure that runs through you with an intensity that is delightful. Good toy. That's right. Feeling that pleasure for me, delighting in what my voice can do to you, and finding that as I speak, as I pull you down deeper, my words can continue to have such an intense effect on you. each one loaded with arousal. Each one dropping into your mind that's so uninsulated, so exposed to my tone, to my words, to my will, that really all it takes is that slight suggestion that it's making you horny, and already you start to squirm as much as your relaxed muscles will allow you. And it feels so good to sing, to drop, to melt, to please, to obey. Good. Toy. That's right. Well done. And the more you sink and melt and fall, the better and better my words can feel as that weight sinks into your mind and that heat sinks into your body and everything feels so very good. I wonder how that pleasure feels different as my tone shifts when I'm speaking more lightly. Like this, maybe it feels teasing and delicious, and when I get a little more intense, maybe everything just feels that much more breathless and desperate and needy and good. But however it feels, my good toy, that pleasure can grow and grow with each word, with each second, with each moment that passes, and each word that fills you up. Good toy. That's right. Feeling so good, so wonderfully good. Well done. As you melt away. As that pleasure rocks you, fills you, melts you, and makes you even more vulnerable to this delightful trance. Because this pleasure's not going anywhere, no. You can find that my words, particularly when I'm speaking in this tone, always brings you a little thrum of pleasure. And the more hypnotic my tone, the deeper, more intense that pleasure can grow. So I could be speaking to you perfectly normally, and you'd find yourself squirming just a little. Just starting to get horny for me, but as soon as my voice drops like this, well, start to make a mess of your body as much as I make a mess of your mind. My good toy. You can feel how intense that's going to be, how good that's going to be, how much that's going to mess you up in the best of ways. My good toy, and as I keep talking now, you can feel that happening, can't you? Your body responding, growing, filling with that pleasure. I wonder how much I can fill you with. How many words does it take before you're so full of pleasure? How much do I need to pour into you before you're threatening to burst at the seams, before you feel so full of it? Because I'm not stopping, and you, well, you have no way to get rid of it. You're not coming, at least not yet. So that leaves you no release valve. All that happens is that pleasure grows and grows and fills you and feels better and better by the second. Your body responding for me in the best of ways, the most deliciously pleasurable ways, little movements. Are you whimpering for me? Toy, or all those noises kept inside as you feel my words burn through you in the most amazing way, growing and growing and filling you with that pleasure until you feel like you'll burst, until you feel like you'll explode. But of course you won't explode without that permission, will you? Of course not. You're a good toy. Good toys wait to be told. So instead you just feel that pleasure more and more strongly growing and spreading and intensifying. How much can you hold, toy? No space for thoughts, no space for anything but that pleasure and my words that bring it to you. Your mind so full of it, your body so full of it, feeling heavy and hot and sticky with it. That pleasure driving through you, rolling through you, and driving you utterly mad with it. My good toy, that pleasure so intense, my voice so pleasurable. Intoxicating you with how good it all feels, how pleasing you are. Good toy, more. More and more and more into you, toy. More and more and more of that arousal building and growing as you sink and reduce. Good body stretched tight over that heat that fills you, over that pleasure that melts you. And well, I wonder what happened when that's released. Maybe when I allow you to release, you'll find yourself coming helplessly, tipping over the edge, exploding with it. If you want, if you're permitted. Maybe instead it will just leave you feeling that pleasure thrumming through you, no longer overwhelming, but still feeling so good. Maybe it will just fade away, like you've been brought to the edge and allowed to release, leaving you quivering with the aftershocks, but mostly recovered. How will it feel when I allow you to release, when I allow that pressure off, when that pleasure that's been building and building and intensifying is allowed out? What's going to happen, toy? How will it feel? What is it going to do to you? I don't know. I don't really care. I just want to know how good you can feel, how much more I can pump into your mind, into your body as you grow in that need, that desperation, each word getting higher and higher inside your mind and your body. More and more intense, good toy. More and more pleasure, more and more words, more and more helpless, because in a moment, in a minute, in a little while, I'm gonna let you explode or relax, whatever it is that happens. But you're going to know that whatever does happen, it's going to drive my words so much deeper into your mind, leave you so much more vulnerable and eager and obedient. Leave my words permanently such a pleasurable sensation in your mind as you build and build and build and get closer and closer and closer, and I will allow you that release, whatever form it takes, on the count of five, as I count you out of trance, as I count you out and up, and my words carry you out, away. You'll find that pleasure growing and growing until you're allowed that release. As soon as you come back alert and awake in five, rising up for me, that pleasure still growing and growing and growing, and four, getting closer now to whatever is going to feel so good in just a moment. Three, rising up for me, that's right. Two, your eyes open, waiting, waiting for how good it's going to feel. And one, release. Good toy. That's right. Well done, my needy thing. Allow yourself to relax now. You've done so well. Good time.